All right, with question 22 from this one, what we are looking at here is we are trying to identify the flaw or the questionable reasoning technique. And in this case, we have to identify carefully what the flaw in this one is. The conclusion of this is the one about meerkat sentinels, and they have it in quotation marks, which indicates that there's at least the possibility that they're not actually sentinels. So they're meerkats that stand up, and then when they see a predator coming, they bark really loud, and then they dive into a hole. And the conclusion of the argument is that this behavior is an example of something motivated, at least in part, by altruistic motives. Now, there really isn't actually a whole lot of really solid evidence in favor of that. Instead, they just are saying that because they bark, alerting the other meerkats, that it must be altruistic. And my thought immediately was, well, maybe they're actually just barking because they got scared. And so I just wasn't sure that the evidence proved that they were actually barking to warn other people. Now, when we look at the answers here, A says appealing to evidence that tends to undermine the argument's conclusion rather than support it. And it doesn't really do that. It doesn't undermine it. It just doesn't support it perfectly. B is presupposes the truth of the argument's conclusion. That's our circular reasoning answer choice. And in this case, we don't get that. It's not circular reasoning. It's just that it's insufficient evidence. C, inferring solely from an effect produced by an action that purpose of that action is to produce that effect. I just held on to this one saying, yeah, I don't know exactly how that works, but maybe. And then D, inferring solely from the claimant behavior that the meerkat sentinel is not entirely selfish, that it is entirely altruistic. The problem with this is that word entirely. It, in the conclusion, just says motivated at least in part. And so that's wrong because the argument doesn't say it's entirely altruistic. And then concluding that a claim is false on the grounds that insufficient evidence has been offered to support it. No, it's not saying that it's false because there's insufficient evidence to support it. Instead, it's the argument is flawed because there's insufficient evidence, not that they're concluding that something is false. And so C turns out to be the right answer. The idea is just because the effect is to warn other people or other meerkats doesn't necessarily mean that that was their purpose in doing it. And so C is our correct answer for that one.